Survey after survey shows that most Americans incorrectly think they're comfortably set for retirement. For example, a recent retirement confidence survey by the Employee Benefits Research Institute showed that 63% of workers are very or somewhat confident of having enough money for a comfortable post-career life. But the facts, such as the average 401k balance of less than $100,000 across the U.S., show us that reality is a lot more bleak and that many Americans have relatively little stashed away for retirement, and certainly not enough to give them a comfortable life down the road. So you have to wonder how accurate their self-assessment is. And as a financial planning professional, I believe a lot of people like to hide their heads in the sand on this one. It's like they just don't want to think about the harsh future that lies ahead and would on this one just rather delude themselves that they'll be fine in retirement than face reality. Now, I know it's hardly pleasant to be confronted with the truth that you're really behind on retirement savings, but rather you confront this now, grieve about the mistakes you've made, and get into rectifying your situation sooner rather than continue to bury your head in the sand on this really vital issue and pay the piper down the road. Even if you think you're doing a good job preparing for retirement, you may be fooling yourself. So I want you to go through this exercise with me. Let's start with five simple ways by which you can tell whether you're being realistic about your retirement planning efforts or simply deluding yourself and running up your risk. Number one, you don't do periodic retirement checkups. Saving regularly, ideally about 15% or so of your salary every year, is the cornerstone of any retirement strategy. But factor in inflation and rising healthcare costs, and you'll see that simply saving your money isn't good enough. You'll also need to make your savings grow so they beat inflation and compound your capital over time. And you want to ensure that you're actually making progress towards a secure retirement. So if you're someone who saves regularly but likes the safety of banks and CDs, think again. Let go of some of your risk aversion and take steps to get on track that grow your savings over time. Fortunately, there are lots of tools available for free on the internet that allow you to assess whether you're making sufficient headway. Talk to your bank or go to your brokerage firm's website and look at online retirement income calculators and make using them quarterly or half yearly a habit, where you plug in the information such as your salary and your percentage of savings and how your nest egg is divvied up between stocks and bonds and the age at which you plan to retire, and you get an estimate of the probability of achieving your financial goal. If you find your chances are slimmer than you'd like, or that you've dropped from the last time you did the assessment, take action and see how saving more, investing differently, or changing your expected retirement date can improve your preparedness. Now, we've actually done a lot of work in this area, and we have identified or isolated those factors that are in your control and there where you can set your particular priorities to make sure that you keep your retirement plan on track. Now, if you're not confident that you could do this evaluation on your own, you can always consult an advisor. So please do this. It's actually quite easy once you do it, and you'll see that you could easily do it twice a year. But if you fail to perform this sort of exercise throughout your working life, you could find yourself closing in on your retirement date, woefully short of resources that you need to maintain your standard of living. Or maybe you lack a disciplined investment plan. You know, this one I address to a lot of you do-it-yourselfers out there, folks who like the stock market and like to manage their own finances. They want to save a buck on fees, but they truly lack investing discipline. You could be one of those folks. If you're an active trader in your retirement accounts, find yourself investing in funds that have topped the performance charts lately, or you, quote, diversify your portfolio, end quote, with new or arcane exchange-traded funds. Maybe you saw an article that sounded interesting to you and you picked one of those up. Or you try to time the market to avoid downturns and capitalize on rallies. In my experience, 99% of those who go it alone on their investments underperform the market and typically end up losing a sizable portion of their retirement savings on bad bets. And really, there is some data in this degree, and the data basically states that between 1996 and 2015, the S&P 500 was up over 8%. But the average investor was only up a little over 2%. That's not good. So be smart about that. If you're going to spend some money, Spend it where you can get some value and just don't be penny wise and pound foolish. All right. Also, you want to make sure that you have an effective approach to investing, building a diversified mix of stocks and bonds that match your appetite for risk. So you may say, well, what is my appetite for risk? You know, how do I know? Well, there are some online tools that can rate your appetite for risk relative to others. So you do a Google search on risk tolerance asset allocation questionnaire. I know it's a mouthful. Risk tolerance asset allocation questionnaire. And you'll find tools from industry leaders such as Vanguard and Schwab and others, Fidelity and so on, that let you use them for free. And I'll be listing some of those on my website, which of course is stevepomerantz.com. No T in Pomerantz, stevepomerantz.com. Now on these sites, I also urge you to read up on recommended asset allocations that match your risk profile, and I advise against upping your risk beyond what these sites suggest for your age, income, and savings profile. And now remember, though, that their suggestions are for the average person, and we're none of us individually are really average, so don't take them too literally. But they are, however, a great way to get started on understanding risk versus reward. Once you've evaluated your risk profile, invest as much as possible in funds with low fees, preferably index funds or ETFs that offer broad exposure to stock and bond markets, so less of your market returns go to the fund management company. Now, once you've created your retirement portfolio, resist the urge to tamper with it, even when the market is volatile. Instead, stick with the stock bonds blend you originally set. So folks, the bottom line is that you want to get your head out of the sand. If you haven't really been doing this work, you think you have enough and you're not sure, you want to really think about the future. You don't want to be caught short later in life, realizing that you should have made those moves 5 or 10 years ago. To get more information about this topic, to ask us questions about this topic so we can share your questions and the answers of the questions with people on air, don't forget to come to our website and join our conversation at stevepomerantz.com. That's stevepomerantz.com.